Hello and welcome back to Get Help Dad. It is April 15th, 2024. And when does a joke become a dad joke? When it becomes apparent. Okay, so today's a couple different things I want to talk about. Number one, here's some sad news. Actually, I got a couple sad news. It's tax day. If you didn't do your taxes, get out there and do your taxes right now. It's the last day. If you owe taxes, they will add more money to what you owe. Get her done. It's painful, but it's an adult thing you have to do. And one other thing I want to say is congratulations to my nephew, Ryan. He's starting his mission today. He's going out into the world. He's going down to Utah for some training on his mission. He's a Mormon. He's a missionary. And then he's going to do his 2 years down in right below Nashville, Tennessee. So it's kind of very unique. It's good. He's starting out his journey. He's going to do awesome. It's a little scary, and it's a big change for the whole family. My son, Mark, actually had to do a little speech or a little thing for school, and he talked about morning breakfast. And what we have is tradition with our family on Saturday morning, on most Saturday mornings, maybe like twice a month, my in-laws, my father-in-law, mother-in-law, has the whole family over. And it's all the siblings, my wife's siblings, and all the nephews and nieces, and some of the other cousins that are here, and kind of ebbs and flows with all the different kiddos here. They've been doing that for 15 years, and it started off pretty much. I mean, they've been doing it fairly often, but we came up here about 15 years ago, and it was just my son and Ryan, and they were the only two grandkids. Now there's 9 grandkids, so it's a house full of kiddos. It's a great time where the family gets together and gets parents get to complain about the kids and everything else and just catch up because everything is so busy and so quick. And the cousins, they'll hang out and play. They'll go out, play some sports. They have a nice little breakfast. But the interesting thing now, as my son pointed out in his little speech, was the change. And the change is Ryan is starting his mission. Which means he's like the first grandchild that's actually going to go out into the world and do some cool things. And it's bittersweet because it's good because, he's growing into an adult and it's time for him to move on to his adulthood. But it's sad because you never want your little kiddos to be leaving you. But it's just part of life. Everything changes. Enjoy things while you have it. And I was just telling him yesterday, too, that, it's going to feel long, the 2 years. But at first, it's going to be rough. First couple of months, it's going to be a little bit rough and you get used to it. And then it'll go by quick. You'll start to get a good rhythm. Things will start moving. Months will fly by. And then probably about halfway through, you get a little itchy and get a little annoyed at stuff. But then you'll get into a rhythm again. And near the end, though, it's usually the first part and the end part. That's the most challenging. The end is where you're like, all right, I'm ready. I'm done with this and I'll be home soon. It's almost like deployment. They talked about my deployment to Iraq. And during that, they mentioned how beginning and the middle and the end, usually a time where people are the most distracted. But in the 2/3 of that, you're not distracted. You're focused and you're getting things done. And time does go by quick. So sometimes we get distracted in the middle, sometimes we get frustrated. Just got to enjoy the moments while we have them. So with that, I will leave you with a joke. And I'll also say, Ryan, we are super proud of you. You're going to do awesome in Nashville. And you're going to do awesome in everything you do in your life. Work hard, stay focused, keep your chin up. So, what do you call a wizard who's good at ceramics. Harry, pottery. Have a great week. Stay focused. Kick butt. Especially you and Ryan in Tennessee. I'll talk to you soon. See ya.